Very lucky to talk to Ray Warren, Channel 9 commentator for this weekend's NRL action. Round 6 about to hit us between the eyes. Rabs, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Appreciate your time. Just quickly before we get to the games for the NRL this weekend, the passing of the great Richie Beno today, I'm sure, has affected the Channel 9 family deeply. Your thoughts on Richie?
Oh, well, you know, it's really now a celebration of the man's life. I mean, it was absolutely full, wasn't it?
Mm.
From being a cricketer and becoming a journalist and then becoming a commentator, and I might add an exquisite commentator at that. But we at Channel 9 have lost a very important part of our organisation. He was an inspiration to everybody, I'm sure, that worked there, and certainly an inspiration, I think, to sports commentators across Australia, even in the UK, where he worked a lot. I know he was an inspiration to me, but at the end of the day, I know he's been, you know, getting sicker and sicker, and his passing, you've heard us say before, it may be a blessing. So therefore, we have to celebrate his life, and I think that's the next step in the plans of everybody over the weekend.
Yeah, which is something that I think all of our listeners have been able to do, celebrate the great moments of Richie's life and his contribution to Australian life, not just cricket or sport, but Australian life as well, which has been nice to hear from our listeners today. As we move to the Rugby League for this weekend, a double night, double header on Friday nights, of course. You can catch the action on Gem at 7:30 p.m, the Brisbane Broncos and Sydney Roosters. Interesting game, this one, with the starts of these two teams this season, Ray.
Yeah, well, you know, at the back end of the season, you're probably talking about this being a dress rehearsal for the semi-finals, because Brisbane are second on the ladder and the Roosters are down at four. Mm. The Roosters are still favourites for the premiership, but they got beaten by Cronulla, who prior to last Sunday hadn't recorded a win. So it's a most interesting game. Brisbane got thrashed by South here in round one, but they haven't been beaten since. However, they haven't beaten the Roosters here in Brisbane since 2003. So they're gonna do it tough tonight. But just watching the Roosters against Cronulla last Sunday, the wheels fell off completely.
Yeah, interesting game that one. And Sharks host the Knights too, and the Knights have been one of the stories of the season so far, haven't they?
Well, they were, and they were unbeaten until last weekend when they were just horrible against the Dragons. They didn't have an answer to the Dragons' defence, and that was at home as well. So that makes the loss even more grievous, I suppose, is the word. But now they've got to travel to Cronulla and play Cronulla down there, and they've been doing high fives all week at Cronulla. So I don't think the Knights are in for an easy passage in that game over at Botany Bay, or whatever the name of the ground is anymore. It's had about 10 names in 10 years, I think.
Watch out for the Sharks tonight. The Eels host the Titans tomorrow as well. Now, interesting format or game this with the form of both these teams at the moment, Ray.
Yeah, well, you know, we all know about the Titans. That's all been well documented. I understand that. But the Eels have got a wonderful record at Pirtek. That's their home stadium. I think they've won 11 of their last 13, so I see the Eels winning that game. They got some really very good attacking footballers. They got some very, very tough forwards. But last weekend against West Tigers, they contradicted everything I just said. They got to the lead 6-4 and went into a shell. That's not their brand of football. Most of the players in the Parramatta team love to play backyard football, and that's what the coach should let them do. And if they do that, they'll win.
All right. What about the Raiders? They host our boys here, the Melbourne Storm. Billy Slater's out for a month, which is a big blow for the Storm. Will they be able to get the points up there in Canberra?
Well, yeah, look, they're a dangerous side, though. I mean, even when they're on the bottom of the table, or even when they have been on the bottom of the table, they're always dangerous in Canberra. You can ask St George to be a testimony to that. They hadn't won there for 14 years or something. And Melbourne, without Billy, that worries me, because I've regarded him so highly for a long, long time now. I think you'll win, but I certainly wouldn't be taking short odds about you.
Righto, we'll be careful of the market. The Warriors host the West Tigers. The Warriors in 11th at the moment. The West Tigers travelling okay, 3-2 in 6th.
No, they're going okay, the kids. And they are a bunch of kids with a couple of senior citizens amongst them. But they've got some lovely class there in the halves and fullback. He can play football. But I think at home, and Manu Vatuvei celebrates his 200th game, I think the Warriors will get home.
The Warriors home in that one. There's the highlight games this weekend in the NRL. You can catch the Brisbane Broncos, Sydney Roosters clash tonight live on Gem at 7:30 p.m. in Melbourne. We look forward to a great weekend of NRL action, Ray. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
That's lovely talking to you, Dan. Bye.